And now, how about a big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
That's a wardrobe.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboard.
Okay. And what do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
I call it a porch. Some of them call it a patio, but a porch is a proper name of it. I was trained to.
All right. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
Well, same thing, because it's just like my landing now, I call that my little porch.
Okay, so. Fine. What do you call a fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Cattle lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Well, according to the curtain for you, it is a wall. But if it's the whole cows, it would be a plastered fence. Or if you like, get a lock wall around the courthouse. You can see from there.
Oh, yeah, I see. Uh-huh.
That is just called a straight rock wall.
All right, fine. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Pail.
Okay.
Water pail to make it full.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Water bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet. I got two nice cast iron skillets that I use all the time.
Well, now, does a skillet have sides on it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
You ever seen one?
Yeah, I think some people call these things different things.
Yes.
And now, would you call it something else if it didn't have sides on it? You know, a cast iron thing?
That's a becker.
A becker?
Yes.
And what do you cook on it, on a becker?
Mostly bread.
Uh-huh.
Especially cornbread.
Uh-huh. Okay. Very interesting. That's something new. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
A faucet.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Same thing. Faucet is water opening, liquid opening, in other words.
Okay. And what do you call the same sort of thing that's out in the yard that the water comes out of?
Well, you'd call that a water stand out in the yard.
Now, would this be, the sort of thing you could hook a hose up to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? Like 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in one of these.
Well, that is known in some places as bags and some as sacks.
Okay, well, what
according to the cursing of it.
Well, what would you normally call it?
Sack.
Sack, okay. Now, would you ever call it anything special, depending on what it was made out of? Like a toe sack or a croaker sack?
Well, that is just what we call slang names, croaker sacks and all like that.
Uh-huh, okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high? You hold it up to your mouth.
Harp.
Okay.
And there's several different kinds of harps.
Well, now, what are the different kinds?
I can't answer that. I ain't no musician, but, you know, it's the mouth harp right on, but they're called different. Some of them even called accordance.
Uh-huh.
According to the length of them and the tone of them, you get the proper name with the harp.
Uh-huh.
But it all come back to harp.
Well, now, what about a musical instrument that's made out of metal and it's shaped like that, and you put it against your teeth?
That's a juice harp.
Okay.
Come right back to the harp.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one and one on the other?
Seesaw. Roll them in your day.